Trade Zone with click and collect or same day delivery. Get $100 off your first order when you spend $500 or more. Use promo code WELCOME100 at tradezone.com.au.
All right, standby boys. Here we go. Holy jeez, Jars is looking back. He's smug, and I reckon he's got something in the cannon.
No, not at all.
No, you sure?
Not at all. No, not at all. Looking forward to being back.
We're going
to
start the show then?
I beg your pardon?
We're going to start the show.
I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
What are you looking
at? Got to get dressed. I beg your pardon?
Do you have to go
do
and
I
get
have to get dressed?
Dressed?
Yeah. Do I?
What are you wearing?
No, never mind.
Are we all ready to go?
I'm ready.
Hey?
Always ready.
Numbers have dropped since I've been away. I've
doubled,
noticed.
I think you'll find.
Not what
they've dropped up.
Not what I heard.
What did you say then?
Dropped up.
They've dropped up, did they?
Well, right. I reckon he's got something up his sleeve.
Let's
he's not
go.
Used. Oh, here we go.
What time is it?
Game done.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day, family. Yes, I'm back. The big dog's back.
Big dog.
Back to the Rush Hour here on Triple M. We go global. We go all around the world, and I apologise for being away. I was on a trip. I was just about nearly joining the man upstairs to sit right alongside him. But as you can tell, this body is made of steel. It is a brutal, chiseled-up body that survived.
You're spinning.
I'm not spinning.
Didn't take long for
I
a mistake.
I nearly died. But I want to say thank you to everyone out there that sent their well wishes and text messages, except for a couple of knuckleheads that I work with. I can't believe the lack of respect and care, family, when a teammate is down on his deathbed on a drip. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but you just get whacked from pillar to post, and this is my evidence.
Oh, here we go.
Nuri Utpa beat Williston by a point on the weekend. And, of course, who are Williston coached by?
Andrew Jarman.
And he's not here today.
He's
great
not
news.
Here.
He's sooked up. He is not here.
He guaranteed me they'd win, too, against Nuri Utpa.
And
he's reckoned the...
Well, he reckons he's got a little runny nose, so he's not here tonight. He's on fire.
I'm the patriarch of the family now. There's a new daddy in town for the family.
Elmo Gill, you just bloody watch yourself, son. I'll get you in the with James Patterson.
Full Thanks. Head of hair over here, Dave.
He's actually funny, too.
Nice
Charles.
Complexion, too,
yeah.
Amos.
Yeah.
He starred.
Get a win at Williston, your dog. Now, I heard Jars on the phone to you about 10 minutes ago,
yes.
And it sounded like there was nothing wrong with him.
Well,
what's going on?
I was expecting a croaky voice, nothing. He wouldn't be able to even get up and press the button to answer the phone, to be honest. And I put him on loudspeaker. We're going into a meeting, and all he did is pot everyone, sounded fine, and he hung up on us. So it was when Maddie started talking to him about when he's going to come back. All we heard was beep, beep.
He always hangs up on the boss, though, so that's fine.
Nah, he's, he seems in good spirits. I don't know. Maybe he's taking the piss, bloke.
Oh, yeah. I think we've tracked down Jars, have we?
Oh,
well,
really?
Kind of.
G'day,
we've got
everyone.
His daughter,
oh, it's Riley.
How are you, Riles?
Riley. Yep.
The only Jarman you need, guys.
Well, that's right. Now, Riles, what the hell is going on with the old man?
Well, for starters, you may as well take his name out of the intro.
Oh, he's not coming back.
He's acting like he's on his last legs. Like, he is drama queen 101. I walked past, Riley, love, can you take this to the kitchen? And I said, Dad, you've got legs, use them. Like, seriously.
But that was before he was sick. What about now he's sick?
I don't even know where he is.
Can you check with Tony? Is Tony there?
I'll get him for you.
Thank you.
Tony on, I need
no
a word.
Hello.
Tony, Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett here, mate.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good time. We're fine.
Yeah.
But we've got real concerns of one Andrew Jarman. Now, has he been in the last few days? Because he hasn't turned up since last week in here in the studio.
Yeah, the Black Panther's been very quiet, hasn't he? Very quiet, the Panther. I don't know why he calls himself the Black Panther.
Yeah, no. Why is that?
He's more like the pasty white dugong.
Ebo, Brad Ebert, yes. Filling in. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I'm happy to be here.
Yes.
Happily taking over Bernie's spots on Saturday mornings, and now I'm taking over Jars. So bad luck, Jars.
Don't worry. How do you think I got to where I am now?
You'll be down training people down for the sacker, mate, next, so don't worry about that.
Now, of course, they've been filling in for Andrew Newton-Jarman,
who's sort of
been
forgotten missing that fact.
I know.
Well, I've forgotten about him.
Well, my intel too. It's been our biggest rating week of the year as well. But we haven't
seen those numbers.
We won't go there.
Biggest ratings of all time, are they?
Yeah.
Because I've been gone for five or six days on the deathbed.
That is actually fact is now.
Bullshit.
I think they've doubled, Jars.
Shut up, you. Shut up.
Actually, I've got the numbers here.
You've got
them?
The numbers here. Yes. What have you got?
So
plagiarised numbers, like Port Adelaide with the jumper.
The week before you left.
Right.
So these are with Jars.
These are legit numbers.
So about 1,200, 1,500, 1,900. Peaked at 1,900. So we'll
good.
Take that. Okay?
Yeah.
1,900 in the day.
We'll take that win. Yeah.
The week that you left,
right.
We started. Well, we started
really
at 2,400,
yeah.
Went to 3,100, and peaked at 4,000
yes,
for the
man.
Day on the Thursday.
Yes,
just. But that, Jazz, you know, I'm not going to celebrate that. Might have been a fluke. There might have been just more people tuning in that week because they had nothing else to do.
Amos Gill, stay on stage and go overseas and live. All right, you're a lightweight. My daughter Riley Jarman, rent's going up. You're grounded. Can't find a boyfriend. Get on Tinder. Tony from Cheeky Greek, I'm going to shut you down. All right, cannot believe that you whacked the Black Panther.
You're going to be hungry if you shut him down.
Greg Brewitt, you're about as exciting as Brewitt. Doreen from Prisoner on the TV series. When she spoke, they all dozed off in the prison cell. And you, Clipper, you're the Clipper. Bernie Vince, the Clipper. Clipper here. Clip, clip, clip. Clip, 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 clip. Clip, clip.
What's wrong? You're not
honestly,
well.
Honestly.
You're still not well.
No, I'm not. I know. No. You're the Dolly Parton of Australian Buddy TV
what?
At the moment. Clip, clip, clip.
What, big?
Clip, clip, clip. And you, Hato, the
yes,
glitter
sir.
Of the mist.
Yes, sir.
You hide behind your desk with your little fangs hanging out waiting for a feed. You don't whack the CIC like that. You're going to the dark side. And our boss, Matty O'Reilly, who's looking like one of those Spice Girls dressed up, your days are done. Your days are done. And anyone else out there that had a whack at the old Big Papa Bear, I'm coming for you. Let's get on with the show.
4,000. Wow.
Shut up.
Maybe. I don't think you're quite right. Go again. We might get to 8,000.
Double again.
It's the rush hour. Triple M's Rush Hour, a listener podcast exclusive behind the scenes when Jar's got a look at the so-called stats from our podcast numbers.
1,000 to 4,000.
And then what happened?
They can't have
that's
doubled.
That's the peak.
Can't have doubled, surely.
This is your show.
Hey?
This is
our show.
Yeah, but this is what you boys did.
Yeah, they can't have. They must be.
No, nah, right, what we did? I don't know. When did I go off? Monday.
We'll see where it
well,
goes.
Well, it's just
like
gone
dip.
Straight up.
So that's the Saturday. That's the weekend. So they're not counting.
Last Saturday?
No, they're the, yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. But that's good, though. They're tuning in.
I can literally hear his heart breaking.
He's like, no,
not at all.
That's no, good.
It's build. We've been building.
He's like this. His face is like this. It's good. He just ate a lemon.
Tune into a lemon.
He ate a lemon.
Well, let's talk to the Adelaide Crows senior coach. It's 4-6 so far. One game out of the top eight. The boys are tracking nicely. He joins us on a very busy Thursday. G'day, Nixie.
How are you guys?
Matty Nix joins us now. Matty, what does this mean for the Adelaide Crows regarding the Melbourne COVID outbreak?
Well, a fair bit, but not a lot, really. We prepared today as usual, so we had a main session today. At this point, our expectation is we fly to Sydney on Saturday.
Right.
Play in Sydney against Richmond at, I think, around 2:10 at Giant Stadium and then head home Sunday. But again, we've still got a lot of detail to come through on that, and we're flexible and we understand, you know, the challenges that the AFL have got in front of them at the moment. So we're just ready to play wherever and whenever. As long as we get Richmond this week, that's all we're after.
How do you feel playing teams from Melbourne? Because the next 3 weeks, you got Richmond, Collingwood, and then St Kilda. Have they given you a timeline on an update of what happens even just next weekend?
Well, that's the challenge, Bernie's. You know, teams that have travelled, are we able to get Collingwood, for example, into SA next weekend? Now, at this point, we don't have an answer for that. That'll be the challenge the AFL are working through at the moment. But our focus at this point is on travelling, getting over to Sydney when that's locked in, and then performing against Richmond. We had a massive challenge coming up, Richmond at the MCG. And that hasn't changed. We've now got Richmond at, more than likely Richmond at Giants Stadium. So we'll do whatever we can to get the job done.
And so with this, do you think, in your personal opinion, do you feel like the Melbourne teams, I believe this, that they should get out now? Because it does affect next week, Collingwood. You want to play Collingwood on your home deck. You don't want to have to play them somewhere else. And if they can't get out, you won't be able to play them. Doesn't that just make sense? Is it similar to last year?
Yeah, it's a hard one, Bern. It's a hard one to sort of lock in. And, you know, it's not... It'll start to become a question of what's best for everyone, what's best for society. Yep. The last thing we want to do is do the wrong thing and have, you know, this spread further. We want to make sure people's health and safety is first and foremost. That's what we're looking at. I know a number of clubs from Melbourne have got out as soon as they could over the last 48 hours. They got them into different states, anticipating maybe that things would get worse. It's a tough one. I understand the AFL are doing everything they possibly can in this space, and we will be flexible and we'll be ready to play wherever. We'll also understand that if we don't get to that point, we're going to have to go through whatever the challenges are and do the right thing by the public and by governments that are looking after each state.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is, Nixie. But it would have been great. I mean, still playing Richmond on Sunday, but geez, it would have been nice for your young group to be playing at the MCG.
Yeah, that's the tough one that we deal with, because you only get one or two games there a year, other than playing finals footy. So, but you said it, Blue. It is what it is. We're lucky we're even playing, and that they've been able to organise us to get the game in Sydney at this point. We'd love to play on the MCG, especially against Richmond. There's no bigger challenge. We come off one last week against Melbourne, undefeated side. You know, our guys were really looking forward to this hit out, and they still are, because we get to play them in Sydney.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm taking Richmond at the Giants Stadium rather than the MCG. I reckon that puts you right in the mix for another
and
upset
no Tom
this
Lynch
week.
Too. He's out.
No
big,
Tom Lynch.
Hey,
how was the review this week? Because obviously it would have been pretty positive. The games I guess I go back to that Geelong game when you started really well and they slowly clawed their way back. You managed to hold on. But Melbourne actually got off to a pretty good start. And your young group were able to just regroup, I suppose, and really take it to Melbourne and get right back in the game, come from behind, which is something probably a little bit different.
It was, well, when you talk about a young group developing, as a coaching group, we couldn't be more pleased with the way it played out. You talked through it. We were challenged. Melbourne played great footy. All their weapons stood up. It was midfield. They had weapons behind the ball. They had them ahead of the ball. So for our guys to come from, I think it got to about 3 goals with around 6 minutes to go, and we changed some of our structure. The way our players worked through that, really proud of what they were able to do and get a result. That was the key. So then the belief goes to another level. At the moment, the guys are in a really good space. They're enjoying their footy. They're embracing the contest. So we come up against now another challenge, and I hope they, again, come out with a great result and get more belief.
And normally when you upset a team that's going as well as what Melbourne was, an undefeated team, you have to rely on them playing pretty poorly and you guys playing out of your skin. But I felt like, you touched on it a little bit, Melbourne played a very, very good brand of footy. And as you said, their stars stood up. There was no real weak links across the Melbourne Footy Club. It's just that Adelaide were better. And I think that's a massive positive for your young group.
Well, you would have seen in the end, in the Coaches Association votes, Oliver got the 10.
Yep.
We felt that he was the best on ground. I think everyone who watched the game did. We have Petraka as well, stood up. Gorn, in the end, had the better of Rob, and Rob continues to work through those challenges. Yeah. This is, he's been in a pretty tough fortnight with Nick Nat into Gorn, and Lever, we'll go again this week, Nankervis. Yeah, Lever behind the ball was intercepting the footy. So, spot on. We're really pleased to get a result, really pleased in the end, and, it takes us, we're not looking win-loss as a total. What we're looking at is week by week. We learned so much from last week and took so much belief out of it.
Chatting with Crows coach Matty Nix. When will Tex be re-signed for the Adelaide Footy Club?
Are you going to ask
pressure. Yeah, I am. We put pressure on Mark Ricciuto, one of the board members who should be standing down into the year.
Oh.
What's your take on that, Nixie?
The Roo comment or the text sign?
Both, my friend.
Mainly Roo, I think.
No.
We're in conversations with Tex. We're in conversations with a number of the older guys at the footy club.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're hopefully you're seeing that we've got a really good environment at the moment.
Absolutely.
Tex is very much a part of that. He's inspired a lot of these young guys to train harder. He's teaching them what it takes to be an AFL footer or a great AFL footballer. So he's helping us no end. We'll continue those conversations and we'll work through it, but hopefully we can keep him playing good footy.
What you are doing, and they're just timing it, Jazz. Yeah,
they
signed
up
Tommy Doudet this week for another 2 years.
The 11th player
to re-sign. So what they're doing, they're signing all these other guys that are going to want the big contracts, and then Tex basically just gets what's left. Isn't that right, Nixie?
Gets Nixie's leftovers.
Isn't that right, Nixie? That's how it works.
Oh, yeah, it's fair. Yeah, he'll enjoy hearing that.
Now, Bluey, you got anything to say to Nixie? You apologise? You're still trying to take him off around the streets of Adelaide, Nixie?
He's embarrassing. Quiet.
Listen,
Nixie knows what happened. I was asked to impersonate
Nixie,
and that's
you
all
demanded
I did.
It.
So I just did my best.
You demanded it.
Sorry, Nixie.
It's okay.
Crumbs.
It's okay. I'm a massive Bluey fan. I mentioned it a number of times. I love my cricket, and I really do. He's outstanding.
Nixie.
Forget Charles.
Keep it coming, Nixie. That is not the answer we wanted from that question. Don't ask that again, Jazz.
Hey, mate, thanks for your time. Good luck against the Richmond Football Club. 2:10 on Sunday against the Richmond Foot at the Giant Stadium. So all the best, buddy.
Hang on, say that again. No,
Up. Good on you, Nixie. Take care, mate.
He dropped the F-bomb.
From the Adelaide Crows.
Did you drop the F-bomb then?
No, I didn't. So we're taking on Richmond, Giant Stadium, 2:10 on Sunday. Port Adelaide now will play at 5:20 on Sunday, Freo Adelaide Oval. We are a massive chance.
Understood that full sentence.
Yeah,
that
can I just say a bit of mutual love too, because to be fair, Nixie is doing a bloody good job with that squad, isn't he?
Listen to this.
At the start of the
Geelong
year.
And Melbourne at the start of the year.
Yes.
If you had have said that, no way. So he's doing a brilliant job with the list that he's got.
Cost me in multis both.
Re-signing for another 5 years, Nixie.
Shut up, I'm on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Pottery booking for two, please, under the name Blewett. And Nix.
Can I
you'd
sit at the back?
You'd definitely be in front, Bluey. You're in front, Bluey. Oiled up. Yeah.
He wouldn't be able to hold your skinny legs anyway.
He'd be ragdolling
you.
Shut up. Ragdolling you from behind.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz on Triple M. Get the podcast on demand from 4 on the brand new listener app. All listen live straight after Triple M's Malloy at 6.
Triple M. The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. Good on you, Haydo. Now, this is a very important segment midweek on the Rush Hour. Everyone's plagiarising this quiz all around the nation.
Are they?
There's
who?
No doubt
Name
about
them.
It.
Name
there's
them.
A lot of people that I'm after,
Bring
and there's going to be letters sent because this is a quiz that everyone can play and enjoy.
Ebo nailed it last week, didn't he?
He did. It was very Ebo. Smooth.
What did he say then?
Well, just in regards to the rules and regulations.
Well,
he's
got
spot
no
on.
Idea what's
he
going
was,
on.
Yeah, on.
No, he wasn't.
Everyone
knew what was happening.
Very clear.
So bland they knew and flat. What the score was. It was
right.
Clear.
Let's say hello to Hayden from Gawler. G'day, Hayden.
Hey, boys.
Welcome. And Johnny from Hampstead Gardens. Welcome you.
How you going, boys?
I know a Hayden from Gawler.
I beg your pardon?
I know a Hayden.
Who do you know from Hayden from Gawler?
Hayden Moss.
You know. What's your name, mate?
I know Matty Hayden.
Well, you got to say what one.
Hello, Hayden. What's your last name?
Yo. Moss.
Hey! How'd you get that? Out of the millions of people in Adelaide,
it's
what's happened there?
Moss.
It is.
Have you got a brother?
Well, yeah what a stupid question.
What's your brother's name?
What's maybe,
that got to do with it?
Charlie Moss.
Let me have a think about it. I'm like a psychic. I'm going to go with James.
I got Adam and Charlie, and I got one James.
Yeah. I'm a freak.
Next, you'll know what his dad's name is, you chunkhead.
Oh, no, let me have a think. Oh. Mick?
Yeah, Michael, yep.
Yeah. Michael.
Hello, you.
Anyway,
Johnny, are you there? Have you got any brothers and sisters?
Where are you from, Johnny?
Yeah, you're not touching them. From Hampstead Garden.
Where are you from?
Hampstead Garden.
Have you got a brother called George?
Max.
just.
All right, five Johnny questions. Call your name out first. Correct answer, get 1 point. Incorrect, the opposition can get an opportunity. There's lifelines available. Greg Blord, question number one.
All right, here we go, guys. Oh. A positive COVID case was found to be at which
John?
AFL?
Yes, John.
MCG, Collingwood versus Port, all of the cheer squad.
Too much information.
Haydo?
Correct.
Well done, Johnny.
Beautiful.
Well done. Number two, Boom Boom.
Which Crows player re-signed today?
Doudet, Johnny.
Oh, Hayden. Yes, Hayden.
Tom Doudet.
Yeah, good. Bang. This is good. Number three, Greg.
Jesus, quick. Jar spent last week off on couples retreat with Carl Viet. When he returned, he received some news about the show while he was away. Based on this reaction, what was it? Here's the audio.
You take your f***ing numbers and shove it. Yes. I don't give a stuff. Yes. I think it must be an outlier, though. Yeah.
Just the lucky John. Week.
Well, it is what it is. Did they go up, though? Has that been proven? In
the... Oh, well, he's John. I think I've gone down, but anyway.
John, we got
John.
No,
Hayden.
Yo, it's the news that the numbers went up while he was away.
Yeah. In fact, they doubled.
Yeah. All right, that's 2-1. This is a good game. Burn 4, please.
Will there be crowds at the footy in Melbourne this weekend?
John?
Yes, John.
Yes, there is, and the roof's going to be open.
Yeah.
Again, too very much information. Sure.
This is great.
Is there knowledge to all these two?
Right, this is it. Number 5,
this is a very easy question.
Don't stuff it up.
Very easy question, boys. Did I make Adelaide's top 10 most influential...
John. Yes, John?
No, you didn't.
Finish the question first.
No, I finished the question. Go on.
You're not in the top 20 anyway.
Yeah. No, he didn't finish the question.
I would have said top 100.
Did Bluey make the top 100 million influencers? People of the
world. Read the rest of the question
out. Just did.
Cricket Lips.
Top 10's most influential tens. Sportsman list.
Top 10.
Oh. Still no.
Still no.
Where would Bernie and I rate?
Top no thousand. Comment. No.
Hayden, thanks, mate. Great sport. We got no prize for Hayden, have we?
No,
Hayden?
We've got a family pass to the Sandful this weekend.
Oh,
getting behind grassroots football.
He doesn't want it.
Donate it to charity.
For a dollar.
At least they were sharp, those boys. Oh, very sharp.
Yes. I thought we had phones and watches to give away. Where are they going, Hayden?
You said you're going to get a Toyota. Prado.
Yeah, I thought, something along those lines. Save and switch on your car service and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters. Yeah. Thanks so much for playing, boys.
Well done, lads.
That's all right. Jazz promised me cheeky Greek.
Oh.
If you two are a couple of Jazz's friends and want to play, get a hold of us on the text. I'll redo that out. If you want to play, 0488 51047.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And last year, he took on the number one Guernsey as Port Adelaide's standalone skipper. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
Yeah, he's one of our favourites. We love chatting to him every second week on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon to you, young TJ.
Arvo boys, how you going?
Now, you were meant to be in the studio with Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince and I, and all of a sudden a little bit of rain and you turned back home, went back home.
I told you not to bring this up. I was just driving past and started to, get a bit wild out there, so I just put the foot down and kept going.
What the hell was that? A shotgun? He heard you were back in the studio, Jazz. I think he wanted to keep.
Oh yes,
I'm a fair weather footballer, boys.
Hey, how'd the review go this week? Because I said after the game, this is probably one that you got away with one. Grab the 4 points, come back, prepare for the next week, and probably don't look at it too much.
Absolutely, you whack him in the duffel bag and make sure you get back to the Virgin Lounge and on the plane before something happens. But look, you got to take your hat off to Collingwood. They came out and just wanted to defend and shut the game down. They made it a dogfight, and we're probably lucky to get away with it. So we've had a bit of a look at it. There's plenty to take out of it still. But we're just, when we're looking back in September, you just see that there's 4 points there. You don't really see how they're won every time.
You looked home at one stage after that fight back, and then they actually sent a late charge. They kicked a couple in a row and gave you another scare.
Yeah, that's it. We had our backs against the wall, and we probably shut the game down a little bit too late. I think we did it when there was only a point in it.
Yeah.
We were hanging on to a grim death for a while. So, like you said, just happy to get out of there with a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, high expectations on your team this year, Tommy. 7-3 after 10 rounds. Would you have taken that at the start of the season?
I think I heard some of Kenny's commentary yesterday saying, obviously, you want to be 10-0 because you want to win every match. But 7-3 is not too bad and pretty similar to where we were at last year. So we're going all right. And like we just talked about, sometimes you've got to win and you're not going to play perfect footy for 23 rounds of the year.
Hey, another slow start. It's becoming a little bit of a concern, isn't it? Because the games you've played poorly, you start, well, they kicked the first four goals on the weekend in a very low-scoring game. How do you fix that? Because I'm sure you would have spoken about that as a club, but it's saying it's one thing, doing it's another.
Yeah, if you got any ideas, let me know, because certainly on the radar, and we talked about it, and we're trying to address it. But sometimes the more you focus on it, the more it can become an issue. So whether it's just stripping it back and not worrying about it, try sort of making it a focus, I'm not too sure. So we're going to keep looking into that.
What about, you mentioned last season, Tommy, and you're in a similar spot in terms of win-loss ratio, but in terms of a team, like, how would you compare how you're tracking now as of when you were last year?
Yeah, I think pretty different seasons. I think last year we obviously had a lot of challenges with the fly in, fly out, and we adjusted to that well, but we also had a full list, not many injuries. We're pretty lucky in that respect, and we've had some challenges in that space this year, so... it's meant we've got to dig deep, and we talked about our depth at the start of the year, and it's stood up. So certainly having some different personnel through there makes a difference, but we feel like we're just building.
And building you are. Young Rosie, he's struggling since he's had that foot surgery. How's he going? How's his mindset? Because he's a very important player that gives you that run and carry and outside leg speed there, Tommy, but he just seems to bit off, just a tad off young Tommy Rosie.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably
Tommy
only...
Rosie. Tom
Stop
Rosie.
Right there.
Hang on, pull him up.
Is that a compliment?
What's his name?
It's Connor.
Connor.
Tommy Rosie!
look, to answer your question, he's probably not the only one that's been just a tad off, but we're probably not helping him too much with the ball that's coming in. So
okay.
We can get the ball moving our way. That'll certainly help the likes of him and the other small forwards. But look, he's a young player. He's going to have some challenges throughout his career, but he's certainly still playing his role and bringing that contest and rip pressure that we love him for.
Hey, with the suspension, Pete Laddams, how have you seen his performance since taking over the number one ruck role?
Yeah, I think Pissy will be the first one to admit he got pretty well touched up by a quality player in the first quarter on the weekend, but it was really pleasing the way bounce back. I think he ended up with 20 touches, a few hit outs, and started to mark a few, or at least stop Grundy from marking as well. So he showed a lot of resilience, and he's been very positive in his first couple of games. So it's good to see Pissy get first shot at it with Scooter out, and he's done the job.
How are you going with the tackling rule at the moment, Tommy? I think you might have got a fine a couple of weeks ago as well. You weren't happy about that?
I wasn't particularly chuffed at the time, but after seeing Nick Holman get a couple of weeks, I think I might have got off lucky.
Surely get done for that. Yeah, he can't get done for that.
No.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy, some information has come to my desk regarding Adelaide's A-list, sports movers and shakers.
Am I on there or what?
Well, he's got to be Port Adelaide captain.
And what does it take to make Adelaide's A-list?
Pay
me
for
that.
It.
Yeah, well, pay
B,
for B1 exactly,
above
Hato.
B.
Exactly. Now, Tommy, number one is Aaron Phillips. I look down. Number two, Sloaney and young Belinda. Number four, Chuck Dixon.
Oh, what? So
he's
about
an A-lister.
Oh, yeah. He's paid for that.
So Chuck pays for that.
He must.
Guess who's number...
Go on.
Guess who's number seven and nine? Your president or chairman, Koshy, and the old boy, Trav Boak. You've got three blokes in there in the top 10 movers and shakers, A-listers. Tommy, where are you? You're the club captain.
That's it. I'm just behind the scenes pulling the strings, mate.
Oh, he just tries to hide from the rain, by the sound of it.
If I say jump, Koshy says how high. Oh,
is that right, smart ass?
Hey, just before we let you go, did you see the banner, Collingwood's banner, as you ran out? Did that motivate you?
Yeah.
I just thought it was a good effort not to have any spelling mistakes.
Yes. Good luck, mate. Nice. Return fire. See you, Tommy Jonas. We'll speak in a few weeks' time.
See you, boys.
See you, mate.
Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats. On Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Righto, Triple M family. This is where our boy Bern comes off the long run, Gregory. This is where he gets very, very angry. The eyes flare up, the nostrils flare up, and he's got someone in his sights. Who have you targeted on this beautiful Tuesday?
It's pissing down, you idiot.
That's going to be on you, Judge, your weather reports.
Well, I'll give you clip first. Actually, speaking of clips, I just want to clip the Victorian government before we get going. Oh, Dan Andrews. Hello. Well, they've completely f***ed that up, haven't they, over there, Judge?
Poor Dan.
How can you f***ing get a Woolworths mixed up? A location of a Woolworths mixed up and completely put that state into disarray, Jazz.
Already in
it's
disarray.
Like you reckon it's a beautiful day out there. It's s*** house.
It's all as right, black
let's,
as a
let's,
dog's guts.
Let's reset.
I haven't even got to me speak.
Yeah, I know. Let's just calm
right,
it down.
Sorry. Down. I apologize. Yeah,
poor Dan.
Dan Andrews just on the phone. Mm.
Get him on! I want a f***ing word! Oh, he's not on.
All right.
Sorry.
What's got you angry this
week? Well, the AFL, Jazz, and it's starting to shit me off. Now, these umpiring decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
They're holding the ball rule, Blue.
Yes.
Now, if they're going to change that, well, it wasn't, if it's not broken, why do we need to fix it? I thought it was fine. In the last 3 weeks, all of a sudden, Jazz, you can do. What's 360 times 3, Jazz?
I have no idea, Bert.
About 900 and something. You can get spun around 3 times, throw the ball over the fence, drop to your knees, and it's play on. And it's starting to piss me off. If they're going to make changes, they need to make it public. Come out and tell us.
You want some clarity, don't you, Bert?
What did you just say?
I said some clarity.
Let him talk.
Whatever that means. No, I want people to know if there's going to be a rule change and they changed another rule with the 20-metre kick, it's kicking, it's about going about 30 metres and they're playing it on. Just let us know. Be honest with us.
But they haven't changed the rule, or the holding the ball rule. So what are you getting upset for?
Clarity! Give him some f***ing clarity!
They've changed it!
You're saying the hold the ball rule hasn't changed.
No, Bert.
Shove some clarity up his ass. He needs it. And now that it gets me onto the match review panel or the officer.
Yes.
How can a good tackle holding the ball free kick be suspended not only for a week, 2 weeks, Jars? Now, the game, it's getting out of hand, and I'm not liking it. Nick Holman, as I said yesterday, keep challenging this. Take it to the low court, the middle court, the three-quarter court, and then the high court.
That's it,
because I got that wrong in order yesterday. Yes, but the crowds are down, Jazz.
They are, Bern.
You know why?
Why is that, Bern?
Because to get a pie at the footy these days, it's about $42. And you don't want to have a beer. It's that piss weak light beer anyway, and it's about $51 for a sip.
$51 for a sip? What about Greg Chardonnay down at Adelaide Oval?
He's
that?
A kid. What's that? I get some, what was that word, Jazz?
Clarity, Bern.
Some clarity around some of this shit. I refuse to go to the footy.
No!
That's it. I'm done.
No! He's gone.
And Jazz, yes, it's as black as a dog's ass out there. What's beautiful about that? Unless you're a farmer.
I
forgot.
What about all the mice?
Country Living Homes brings you Bernie's Beef. Anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact. It's gone.
But a goodie.
May 27, boys.
Yes, it is.
A couple of interesting... I'm not sure where this goes, but this is the... I've got the national days, right? National Grape Popsicle Day today.
Grape popsicle.
You know what a popsicle is?
Like a Zooper Dooper.
Yeah, it's like an ice cream that you you make them yourself.
Who makes a day like that?
Who does? What is that? Who's running this thing?
There's a day for everything.
Jeez. And also today, the same day, National Cellophane Tape Day. Jars.
Oh. Buzz off.
Buzz off. Come here, Jars.
What do you mean, buzz off? Little... What's that? There?
A little bit of cellophane tape.
There you go. Wrap it around his mouth so he can't talk.
I'll still be able to talk.
Put it around his mouth.
All right, what else is a national day?
On this day, 1933.
Good work, Heyday.
Walt Disney's cartoon, The Three Little Pigs, aired, Jars.
Love that story.
It was released. Yeah. The Three Little Pigs, what happened?
Used to tell the kiddies. Well, I used to tell the wee little
yeah,
piggy.
Yeah, but you said you loved the story.
Went to
what
the
happens?
Market and wee
no,
little
that's,
piggy.
No, that's this little piggy, not the three little pigs. Three little pigs were the ones that built a house out of sticks.
Just the wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, he huffed and puffed. And he huffed and puffed.
Oh, you love the story. Now you had to be reminded what the story
I wish there was a tough piggy because he would have got hold of the wolf.
We could be the three little piggies, can we?
Yeah.
You could be the big boy.
He could be the big
boy.
Well, I'm the big.
You could be the
You can be the female
you're
pig.
You're the sow. I'm the one that gets out of the
Who am I? Am I the big nasty one with the big fangs?
You're the big fat one that lays in the mud. Doesn't move. Right next to the drink fountain.
Yeah.
Doesn't move even for a drink.
Yeah, I'd squash you two little piglets.
Yeah, you wouldn't catch us.
All right.
Hey, 1937.
Yes.
The Golden Gate Bridge was open. Now, Jars, where's the Golden
San
Gate Bridge?
San Francisco.
And what does it link up to?
To the city and to the, what's it called again, where Clint Eastwood lives.
No.
He lives in San Francisco. Oh, to he the Alcatraz.
No.
Because if Alcatraz had a way of getting to it via road, then it wouldn't be.
I went to San Francisco.
Cross the bridge to get out.
Out a little bit easier. Instead of dying when they tried to swim in, they would have just got the bridge.
Back in 87 when I went to San Francisco for the Australian tour, that's when a lot of the younger generation, the younger males, were walking around the streets with, you know, tight shorts.
You know what he wanted to say then? He just wanted to say he played for Australia.
What about the hand?
No, he wanted to say he played for Australia. the rest was like,
They were happy and they were free and I got exposed to that.
Well, it links it up to the Marin County, it's called.
That's right. That's where Clint Eastwood was the mayor.
And he resides at Pebble Beach on the golf course down at the Monterey Peninsula down there.
I like that.
He's a golfer too, wouldn't he?
A couple of birthdays today, a famous one. Jamie Oliver, 1975.
Hey, he's a good boy.
How old is he, Jazz?
Is he?
Well,
he's just a chef,
you knew who he was.
He's just a chef.
He's a chef.
He changed UK school dinners for the better.
All his restaurants are gone broke.
Have they?
Yeah, they have. But he seems a nice. He's got a bit of a lift.
like you yesterday.
I said May the 25th.
Hey, a couple of big names in the AFL industry birthdays. Toby Bedford today, Blue.
Betters.
Give me a team and a position for him, please.
Go on. Betters.
You had no idea. You got, mate. He plays for Carlton.
Negative. I'll tell
you. Is he a current player?
Have a go. Yeah, he's a current player. Plays.
Righto. Big name.
So,
how many Brownlow votes did he get last year?
Oh, not many.
Right. That's.
Well, you're not even going to have a guess at a team. Or...
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go.
No
St.
one cares.
Kilda.
Mate. I got this man to the Melbourne Footy Club. He came through my academy when I was coaching
comes
the academy.
Back to you. Right.
Yeah. So,
did he
happy
play
birthday
last weekend?
To Toby Bedford. Right. No, he didn't play last weekend.
Well, there you go.
Oh, so, I only know players that played last weekend.
He had a big impact on him then if he's not playing.
This other one, big name, Tanner Broon.
Bruni? What's his first name?
Tanner.
Tanner.
Yeah.
Montana.
Giants. Good guess, Blue. Yes, he does play for them. And I'll leave you with a fact just before you head off, Jazz. It's good that you've unplugged yourself because I don't really want you. Is he still plugged in? He's unplugged.
No, he's unplugged. He can't hear anything.
He's gone.
Oh, he can't hear me, but I want it the other way around. I want him to be able to contact me.
There we go.
I want the I'll call you, not you call me.
You've got to do the promo,
buddy. I just got back in.
Do you know, and this is a fact you'll never, ever forget again.
Yes, Ben.
65% of autistic kids are left-handed.
Wow.
You know what? Compared to the rest of the population, is only 10%. That's 1 in 10, Jazz.
That's a great fact.
That is a good
fact,
isn't it? I found that one last night, and I thought I'd let you know. 65%. So how many is that out of 10, Jazz?
Well, it's 30. No, I wasn't listening. Sorry.
It's his segment. Burns out.
He's Burns storming out.
I was thinking of a training.
Wasn't listening.
I was doing it. I was doing. I was coming up with a training drill tonight.
Have a beer. You're an idiot.
See you next week. I'll see you Saturday, Greg.
Yeah, see you, mate.
Say goodbye to Bernie, Bluey and Jars and a big hello to TradeZone, Australia's largest electrical wholesaler. Sparkies, buy all your electrical and solar supplies at tradezone.com.au. Then pick up at their new Parafield warehouse and score a free brekkie and coffee before 9:30.